Hi, this is Van, the Lazy Photographer. And yeah, it's been a long time. It's 2022. This is my first episode of 2022, episode number 25. We will be talking about a new tool that I've purchased and a wedding that's coming up in April. So we are now at March 4th, 2022. And I just want to give you guys an update. I actually purchased a 360 camera, the Insta360 ONE X2. It was a decision that I very much or very well thought about buying it, because I'm not really sure if it's really something beneficial to me and to my content. As I mentioned last episode, I'm focusing now more on getting more contents on my YouTube channel, and it's doing well. I just need to get more content. So my reasoning to get the Insta360 ONE X2, before that, the Insta360 ONE X2 is a 360 camera that takes 360 photo and video of everything surrounding it, right? So if you haven't seen that, guys, I think you better check it, and if this is something you're interested, it might be a good way to, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I decided to buy it. It gives us a new perspective of your, rather than your normal view, wide, ultra wide. It gives us more flexibility, more perspective, different perspective of what you're trying to do. And it's already stable. You don't have to stabilize it anymore. There are some drawbacks on that camera, 360 camera though, but I think it's gonna, I mean, with several times that I've used it, I enjoy the shot, the videos that I'm taking with it, as long as it's not on a darker place, a low light condition. It struggles on low light conditions. That's one thing you need to remember. But again, this is something that you won't be taking photo or video all the time. So I recommend to use this as a filler or something where you can add to your posts or your videos. And I find that I can add some footages on my YouTube video, right? It gives me different perspectives. And at the same time, I can use those video clips from the footage of the 360 camera to be exported for TikTok, portrait kind of videos, and then for Instagram too, because it's easy. With this camera, you can actually reframe after the fact that you have taken the videos. Because you're taking 360, everything is taken, and then you'll just reframe it after you go home, or after you check the footages by themselves. And that's very powerful. I could just put it on the top and just don't care what it's taking. As long as it's taking everything, I can just reframe it to where I wanted to frame it from. And that's what I like about it. So I've been posting TikTok videos with it. It's fun and I like it so much. There's just some problems that I'm getting, like I had to use auto, because if I use manual, once the light changes, it can go chaos. And because of that, I'll just use auto all the time. And it's better to shoot it like daytime, outside, indoors, not much. But as long as you know the limitations, that's fine. So I hope, maybe if you haven't seen that, try to check it on YouTube. There are a lot of content creators using it, and it's fun. It's fun having a 360 camera. So another one is that by April, last week of April, I will be shooting a wedding. It's a full wedding, and I'm excited. I've been preparing for it now for a few months, and I also just finished the last January the pre-wedding for the couple, and I'm excited to do this on the 29th of April, and I can't wait to be able to post the video that I've been creating and the photos too. So I'll be doing photos and videos on that event. So just preparing for that. I still have more than a month, and hopefully it will just turn out good. What else? I already had some checklists that I need to go through just to make sure I won't forget everything that I need to capture on the wedding, and that just really helps me with what I need to do. So just a very quick catch up. I hope everything is fine with you guys. It's already third month of the year, and it seems like it's very fast. The days really goes by very fast, very quickly, and I didn't realize I haven't posted an episode here, but when I just came back now, it's already March. So yeah, I will give you guys an update about that wedding, and I will continue to use the Insta360 ONE X2 as a 360 camera. By the way, I was thinking, I was actually choosing of a drone or this camera, but I decided to buy this one because I sold my other drone, right? And then I realized, let's try the Insta360. I've been eyeing this for a long time, and it can really add something to my arsenal of cameras. So thank you for listening. This is Van Ligutum, the Lazy Photographer. See you on the next one. Bye bye.